evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the galaxy's most ridiculous radio station. Broadcasting on all frequencies from a system.
Broadcasting on all frequencies.
You're from Spain.
From him and me.
That's the time delay there. That is.
From both ears.
Go for it.
No, I was just telling people that we were broadcasting on all the frequencies from a system right next to Sol and in your left and right ear, but funnily enough, a long enough distance away that you could reach the edge of habitable space in the same time as coming to us.
Okay, yeah, well, I was just saying that we were broadcasting on all frequencies from a system right next to Sol, actually, but you're broadcasting from a system on Sol, some distance away from us. I'm Dick Chafing, and joining me, as usual, unfortunately, we have...
Rudolf Hacker.
Oh, God, that's a small...
And to my...
And a guest. He's in the corner. Put him back in the corner quick.
Yeah, we're live. Just, you're breaking the fifth wall.
The big red light in the corner.
Sorry.
In tonight's news.
It's me first. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing's going on.
Hollow Hober releases Hober Demands.
Alliance and Federation in handbag spat over salt mines.
Pilots Federation announces galaxy's greatest roller coaster on Sol. But first tonight, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nada, niet, nik, zero, zilch, zip, entet, semni, null, nola, absolutely flaming nothing. There are no new aliens, no new runes, no generation ships, no space fungi, no stunning new stars, no nebula of note, no new emperors or presidents, no new council of pilots, no new spaceship designs, no new weapons, no crazy SRV variants. No terrifying new pirates either. No galaxy wars of any note whatsoever. In fact, this week has proven that the universe is totally, utterly, unforgivingly, inalienably, and unrelentingly, inexcusably, inexorably, unpredictably, perfectly, inextensively, exactly the same as it was last week. Alvin has agreed to mark Hutton being at war with someone by accident as situation normal. The outbreak that follows, just one of those things. The one-day boom, boringly ordinary. In fact, everything in Hutton space was so devastatingly dull over the last week that Major General Noctivagus set the nose of his ship outward and went off scanning instead of doing anything at all about the war. He blew up twice. And he didn't care. Is there anything else going on?
In an exciting and entirely unpredictable twist this week, the artificially intelligence-augmented Hollow Hober has released a series of demands for the safe release of our very own Hober Mallow. These include a lifetime subscription to Particle vs. Wave Weekly, the light edition of the Reader's Digest, those plasma balls that used to be in the Innovations catalogue that everyone wanted but never bought, but when they did were disappointed it wasn't quite as cool as they thought it would be. Lumen 16 as a homeworld for all light beings, the rights to everything by the ELO, that the Hollow Manifesto detailing light beings' rights be published in every pilot's lounge, all holographic crew members to be given full and equal pay compared to their fleshy counterparts, all calorie-reduced drinks to have the word light removed as it offends holographic beings. Alvin does not negotiate with terrorists, especially not bad holographic representations of his own team members. Needless to say, he has dispatched a crack team of holo negotiators to try and secure the release of Hober Mallow. They're armed with prismatic shields, light armor, and of course mirrored composite in case of attack by any photon weapons. Anyone seeing Hollow Hober should report him to the authorities immediately, and should they be attacked, take shelter in the nearest tanning booth.
It turns out, this week, that a resident of one of Hutton's systems, a faction from Ross 128, is involved in a complete spat with the Alliance over borders, not the biscuits. Ross 128, a permit system containing nothing but a rather useful salt mine, has been owned by the Alliance now for a number of months, whereas the permit issuing authority is still federal. With the advent of the next update to ship systems just around the corner, aliens sighted in the Pleiades and the reduction in the payout for Ramtar missions, the salt mines are expected to be working overtime over the next few months, making them a valuable galactic resource. The Alliance are rather peeved that they haven't been granted permission to manage the permits for the prison. The Federation would quite like their prison back, as they have a lot of opposition politicians, Hutton truckers, and other dangerous dissidents to lock up. The Federation have lined their navy up around the system in an effort to intimidate via force. However, the Alliance all switched their combine harvesters to solo mode and bypassed the blockade. In the absence of an Alliance navy or Alliance ships, they are said to be using subversive measures, including not giving a damn and ignoring everything to stay in charge. Sneaky bastards.
Finally, this evening, in a tactic designed to distract and dazzle, the Pilots Federation, through their software arm, Frontier Developments, have announced that the armpit of humanity, the cesspool of the home systems, the dump itself, Sol, has been chosen as the site of the galaxy's greatest theme park. In a bold move not seen since the opening of Disneyland Paris, and a masterstroke of prestidigitation, misdirection, and downright Machiavellian intrigue, they are hoping that building a giant roller coaster expo on the site of the long-missed East End of London will attract pilots back to Sol, away from the Pleiades, away from aliens, away from ruins and space fungus, and back to something wholly more inconsequential, whilst they, along with the Sirius Corporation, carry on their plan to rule the galaxy. Frontier lab coat wearing tinfoil hat fetishist and thoroughly fine fellow Dav said from Dav's Hope, his private pleasure lab, that he denied that the building of the theme park was a distraction from the rest of the galaxy and instead insisted that the park was purely to engage with pilots in advance of everything that was coming next. Before denying that anything at all was happening of note anywhere in the galaxy, and by the way, did we know that only combat actions helped during war? Before slamming the door.
Well, that was the news. This is Hutton Orbital Live, and next we have special guest stars, fun, and frolics. But first, our dear co-presenter here has a song specially for you.
No, not for you, not for the listeners, for that guy in the corner who's giggling again.
Oh, me.
Oh, him.
he's been on the onion head, but we've got Mr. Spaceman. By the birds.
Thank you.
We'll be back to not touch that dial, because we will be back in a while. Ha ha ha.